visiting today with Pleasantville Head Girls Wrestling Coach Michael Conan to preview their 2024-2025 season. Coach, let's just start off our conversation a little bit, kind of recapping last season, how last year went, and kind of your overall thoughts on the second year of Pleasantville Wrestling last season.
Yeah, last year we continued to build up our program. You know, the numbers are still about the same, but our ability to move forward and add our skill and moves to the process, we were able to move so much faster last year and getting people up to speed on, you know, what wrestling's about. You know, even when you have new wrestlers, if you have some experience in the room, we've been able to increase or speed up that process of getting new individuals in the room wrestling right away and being competitive as they can be right out of the gate.
You know, what did you see as the biggest growth of the program from year one to year two of Pleasantville Girls Wrestling?
I would say our experience stepped up significantly. Last year we competed really well. We won a lot of matches last year as a team, but as some individuals, we had obviously succeed really well. Madeline Rousen was a state qualifier for us, made it to the Blood Round, and now wrestling at Central College. So that's just a testament to, in 2 years' time, going from she had no experience wrestling to being competitive and now competing at a college level. We've been able to really pick that up and try and build that competitiveness that we have on our boys' side into our girls' side and do the best we can with the numbers that we have.
You know, a girl like Madeline Rousen, that was really a kind of a pioneer of the girls wrestling program at Pleasantville. Hard, kind of, is a little bit of a hard transition to say goodbye to her and, you know, say goodbye to somebody who was probably obviously a mentor and helped out a lot with the program.
Yeah, I was actually able to go watch her compete at Indianola 2 weekends ago, and she went out and won her first match. It was pretty exciting to see her success and how she's come along in the program. But her impact was lasting on other individuals that you'll hear from soon and what they were doing in this program and how far they've come. So her leadership was a big staple in the beginning of this, and hopefully that legacy of her personality and her leadership skills continues to pass through our next wrestlers.
Yeah, looking ahead to this upcoming season, can you kind of highlight maybe a couple key returners you're having and how the numbers look for this season?
Yeah, so Maggie Gasparovich, you know, really coming along. She has been one that just shows up every day and works hard. Obviously, competing in a tough weight, it should be 140, 145, but really shows up every day, wrestles hard, goes out and puts her toe on the line. And then my daughter, Addie Koenig, you know, shows up every day. I had to wrestle Madeline the last 2 years, and really it helped her improve on her ability. First year, we didn't win a match at regionals. Last year, we won two. This year, our goal is to make it to state. So we're really just trying to improve on that.
You know, how do you feel that, you know, the transition has been from one season to the next, for you as coach, I should say? You know, do you feel like you have your bearings now as you know, as the new wrestling coach? And really, you didn't just take over as a new coach, you mm-hmm. took over in a newly new program.
Yeah, well, so I've been an assistant for a long time. This is my 20th year coaching wrestling, and so when I had to switch to that head position, a whole new set of responsibilities come into play, where when you're an assistant, you're like, when's the bus leaving? So it's just a different dynamic having that head position, making sure everything's scheduled when it comes to getting people where they need to go, where we compete, all those different things, looking at the best competition we can get for our team as we go throughout the season, balancing our varsity and our JV wrestlers, making sure that we can get quality matches and help those individuals build up their confidence. We don't want to go out and just throw individuals that are brand new out and wrestle varsity if we can help it, because it's not always successful for their growth in the sport. So we want to make sure, and I specifically want to make sure as a head coach, that I'm building up our program in the right way and that we're not just trying to fill a lineup.
Yeah, and I know last year you talked about that you were happy that you were able to get a few more dates on your schedule for last year. How do you feel about the schedule this season and how it's looking overall?
Yeah, we've got 14 dates. Very excited. We kick off at Sigourney next week on Tuesday, and then we're at Nevada the Saturday next week. So we really have a great schedule ahead of us, a lot of good competition. Unfortunately for us, because we don't have quite the numbers, we kind of steer away from as many dual opportunities as maybe some of the bigger schools, getting a lot of dual opportunities. So we look to a lot of tournaments to try and get our matches in. But the ones we're lined up to go wrestle this year, I think are going to be really good for competition.
Michael, also a point of emphasis too that we talked about before is, you know, you trying to build up or Pleasantville trying to build up some of the middle school program. How do you feel that that's going and transition of some of those middle schoolers into the high school level?
Yeah, so we actually have 10 junior high girls out for wrestling this year, and I think six or seven of them are eighth graders coming up and showing a lot of promise. Last year, we started with two and ended up with, I think, six. Maybe seven, sorry. And then we had all those pretty much return, and then we picked up a few more. So we're excited. Eventually, we're hoping that we get a split season in Pleasantville. Not sure what that horizon looks like, but I think that will continue to help build the program if we can look at getting a split season for girls along with that.
You know, you have so much experience coaching wrestling and a lot of experience around the sport. You know, what has kind of been the neat thing to see the growth of girls wrestling in the state of Iowa, you know, at the college level, at the high school level, and just how it's really kind of expanded and people have really kind of gathered behind it?
Yeah, there's just a momentum behind it. You know, traditionally in Iowa, basketball is about the only winter sport for girls at a lot of small schools, right? We don't have opportunities to necessarily, I don't know what else, if they're swimming or whatever in the winter, we don't have a lot of opportunities for additional things. So pretty much basketball is the primary sport for female athletes in the winter. But this wrestling opportunity has really exploded and given young ladies an opportunity to go and compete in a different way. And I mean, they just pick up on it so quickly. I have four new girls this year, and they're all coming in. They're learning the moves quickly. They're picking up on what we're trying to do. And we're learning a lot on the fly, which has been impressive to see how quickly they've come in just a week and a half of practicing and how quickly they're learning the skills to be able to go compete in a few short days.
Well, Michael, before we close, you know, kind of Pleasantville has such a rich tradition of good wrestling here at this school. And, you know, the boys' team is great and, you know, the girls' team has had success. What's the best way that the community and fans can continue to support you guys this season?
Yeah, come out and support. We have multiple home competitions. We actually have two ourselves, and then I believe the boys have two or three this year. So anytime we can get a group to come and support what we have going on. We have our dual tournament the 27th of January, where we'll have eight teams in our gym, and we're going to have a great dual tournament. Last year was the first time we did it, and we saw a lot of success. So it's pretty exciting to see how we can go from virtually no wrestling or no female wrestling to having eight teams in our 1A school gym all trying to get better as we prepare for regionals at the end of that week.
Michael, always good to talk to you, and, you know, best of luck this season.
Thank you.